We're doing Tehillim, we're up to the 62nd chapter. Lam natzeach al yedutun mizmor leDavid. The following song is to be played by the conductor with the instrument called Yedutun. And it is a song composed by David. Others say that Yedutun is the name of a composer. There was one of the 10 composers of Tehillim whose name was Yedutun. So either it's a name of a composer or a name of an instrument.
So what does it mean, al yedutun?
Maybe to be sung by yedutun. That this song, yedutun, would sing, and it's a song that nonetheless was composed by David.
Somebody's personal name.
Yeah. He shows up often, yedutun.
Why would we record it to all the generations, the name of somebody that we don't know anything about?
I guess it was important at that time. It's possible also that his voice had a specific pitch. And once they knew this song was for him, so future generations would also know how to allocate that song. Yeah?
Who is the Natzeach?
Lam Natzeach is either the conductor, or it's a term of praise, or it's a term of song.
Wait, no, but if he was the conductor, who is the conductor?
Ah, so the Levites had a conductor. They'd right. have, yeah, something like that, yeah. Ach el Elohim, dumia nafshi, mimenu yeshuati. My hope, my anticipation, as I stand in silence, my anticipation is only to Hashem. Ach el Elohim, only to Hashem, dumia nafshi. Does my soul stand in silent anticipation? Mimenu yeshuati, as I know that my salvation comes from Him alone. Achutzuri vishuati misgabi lo emot rabba. Achu, he alone is tzuri vishuati. He alone is my rock and none others. He alone is the source of my salvation. Misgabi, he is my protector. Lo emot rabba. And that's why I know I will not fall for long. I do falter, I do fall, but when I fall, I get back up. I won't fall for long. Ad ana tehotetu al ish teratzechu chulechem. You see the note on the word chulechem, that on top of the first chaf, there's like a little arrow, and under the second chaf is a line, a mercha. So that Olevi Yored, that indicates that this is the major pause in the Pasuk. So if we want to make a break in the Pasuk, this is where it belongs. Ad ana, till where or till when? Tehotetu al ish. Will you try to break down a person? Teratzechu chulechem. Are you all murderous? Till when do you think about each person, how you're going to take him down? And according to some, the idea is that David is saying back to these people who are plotting to bring other people down, "Tiratzechu chulechem, I wish you all to be murdered." But originally you should be kekir natoi gader hadechuya. You should be like a wall that's on the verge of falling, like a fence that's being shifted. So too you should originally live in fear, and then and only then have your downfall. So that's one interpretation in the Pasuk. Rashi quotes multiple interpretations in the Pasuk. There's a big question, this word tehotetu. What is the root of the word tehotetu? Rashi wants to say the hay and the tuff are part of the root of the word. And it's a big discussion within Rashi. Three shitot, what the word tehotetu means. So David HaMelech is saying there are people who look at the pious and they're plotting to murder him, and David is wishing them not only not to succeed but that they themselves should be murdered. It's interesting that he doesn't wish them a peaceful death, and that's something which we see at the end of his life. He says overtly, he tells his son, about Shimi Vingera, ensure he doesn't die a peaceful death. So here also, he says these people shouldn't die a peaceful death. Ach miseito yatsu lehadiach yirtzu chazav. Miseito. Ach miseito. So the word miseito means from his being uplifted. Ach miseito yatsu lehadiach yirtzu chazav. You're worried that a person will become king and pay you back for your evil deeds. That's your worried. Ach miseito. From his being uplifted alone, they're scared. Ya'atzu lehadiach. That's why they think to knock him down. Yiltzu chazav. And that's why they field lies. Befiv yivarechu uvkirbam yekalelu sela. With their mouths, they bless. But deep inside, they wish him to be cursed forever. So that's one interpretation of the pasuk, that David is talking about the secret enemies he knows he has. Those people who have made it their vendetta to ensure that he does not make it to the throne. Another interpretation is that David is saying, I didn't harm any of them. The only reason they are jealous of me is because I'm the king. And because they're proud people, so they're trying to knock me down. But I didn't do anything. So they spread lies about me, and it's only because they're jealous of my position. Befiv, and I know that each of them, when they stand in front of me, they bless me, they speak nicely to me. But deep down inside, I know that they're cursing me at the very time that they're blessing me. Yeah.
It seems as though those two interpretations contradict each other in terms of when this Tehillah was written.
Right.
And I want to know, is there any official indication as to when either this Tehillah was written or any of them or all of them in general? Or do we just have to speculate based on the tone, the words, and what we know from Tanakh and Midrashim and everything about David's life?
So I think the Malbim in his introduction to Tehillim says just that. He says we one of our hardships in interpreting Tehillim is that we don't have the backdrop to the scene. We don't have an exact tradition. When was each psalm written, and in response to what occurrence? Sometimes the Sephorno will go on and develop a whole story. Based on the psalm, he works his way backwards and says, okay, so there must have been a guy named this who's trying to do that. Sometimes we're not even sure if a word, like here, the word Yedutun, we're not sure if it describes a person. Is there a man named Alamot? Is Alamot an instrument? Or is Alamot speaking about the youth of the people of Israel? You have one of the early psalms, Amnatzech al Alamot Shir. And the commentaries have different interpretations. What does Alamot mean? So, no, we don't have. Most of the psalms, we do not have a tradition exactly when they were compiled or in response to what. Sometimes we do, and sometimes the Gra works to show you exactly where this psalm was written, at which juncture in David's life, and the part of the Gra's work in his commentary is to do just that, to correlate between the psalm and the occurrence in David's life. I have a book at home which was written just on this topic, putting the stories behind the psalms, working off of Midrashim on the psalms or on other parts of Tanakh to put together the psalm with the story. But that's a lot of work. Yeah.
It was like a fascinating book.
You could borrow it.
Do you, obviously, I mean, if you're not able to answer right now, it's totally understood, but do you either practice or are able to prescribe a way in which to study Tanakh and Tehillim simultaneously to try to understand each sefer better?
I don't know. When I did it, I just, being that Tehillim's chapters are short, so I would try to do a chapter of Navi together with a chapter of Tehillim. And it just works because Tehillim is so long. that it works. I'm saying, and then you end up having overlap. If not in Shmuel, then in Divrei Hayamim. But you're right. I don't have a specific formula, but there have been books written on this idea. Mm-hmm. Many people have developed it.
Do you have any recommendations?
No.
No.
Okay. I haven't gone through any of them.
Okay.
I don't know. Pasuk Vav. There's one word you should notice repeats itself in almost every verse of this psalm. Did you notice which word that is? Ach. Right? Right? Ach le'elohim domi nafshi ki mimenu tikvati. Look at Pasuk Bet and compare it to Pasuk Vav. Ach le'elokim domi nafshi. To Hashem alone is my silent hope. Ki mimenu tikvati. Because my hope stems from Him. Last time he said, from Hashem stems His salvation. This time he says, from Hashem stems His hope. Two different ideas. You could say that because the salvation stems from Hashem, so therefore the hope stems from Hashem. But it's two different ideas. What did Pasuk Gimel say? Achu tzuri vishuati misgabi lo emot raba. And what does Pasuk Zayin say? Almost identical. Achu tzuri vishuati misgabi lo emot. Almost identical. Which word is missing?
Rabba.
He says, Achu tzuri vishuati. He alone is my rock. I rely on Him alone. He alone is my salvation. Achu tzuri vishuati misgabi lo emot. He is my hope. And lo emot, I will not fall. Al Elohim yishi uchvodi tzur uzi machsi be'elohim. I place my salvation, my hope for salvation, on Hashem. And this is a recurring theme throughout Tehillim and Mishlei and Kohelet. What's the reason that one person tries to outdo someone else? What's the reason that one person is willing to cheat, to steal, to kill? Because he thinks that the question of success or lack thereof lies in his hands. So if it's all a question of my doing, so then I'm going to do the best I can. If I realize that I can do my best, but Hashem's running the show at the end of the day, so then I don't have to kill, I don't have to steal. And that's what David is saying. The reason they're going behind my back, trying to say, spread lies about me, that's because they think their success is in their own hands. And I know my rock, my salvation, my hope is from Him. I'm going to do my best. He was a tremendous warrior. He had great swords and bows and arrows. But at the end of the day, Al Elokim Yishi Uchvodi, and my honor. When it comes to a question of whether I will stay on the throne or not, I know it's all a question of Him, and David proved it. When he was being chased by his son, and there was a rebellion that most of Israel joined forces with his son Avshalom. And they took the ark out of Jerusalem, and David said, bring it back. I don't know if Hashem wants me. If Hashem wants me back on the throne, then I will merit to revisit the temple. And if Hashem doesn't want me back on the throne, so be it. The ark doesn't have to go into exile because David is going into exile. David is going into exile and the ark remains in its place. And the question is where Hashem is going to put me. So David lived by this philosophy, by this belief. He says, it's Hashem that decides if I get this honor or not. Su Uzi, He is the rock of my strength. He is the one that gives me strength. Machsi Beilokim, I take coverage in Hashem. Pasuk Tet. Bitchu, have faith, vo v'chol eit. So that's the end of the pasuk. That's the pause. That's a break. David HaMelech says people should place their confidence in Hashem always. Am shifchu lefanav levavchem Elohim machselanu sela. David turns to the people and says, you, my nation, your job is to have bitachon in Hashem. You can see our classes on Sefer HaMidot. We're learning a whole chapter on what that means. Shifchu lefanav levavchem, pour your hearts before him in prayer, because ultimately he is our coverage. What a king. Can you imagine the prime minister talking that way? Oh, we're going into war, ladies and gentlemen. I want you all to daven. Our success or failure is in the hands of Hashem. Yeah, what that would sound like. What?
I don't find that so hard to imagine. Like
I agree.
Today, I don't find it hard for Benjamin Netanyahu to make a public speech with the Israeli flag in the background at his desk, saying those words.
He said speeches that weren't far from it. He speaks Bezrat Hashem. You could hear he has some pretty phenomenal speeches. Yeah. Yeah. Ach, hevel b'nei adam, kazav b'nei ish. Faith in man is vain, David HaMelech says. People lie. People make promises they don't keep. David HaMelech says, kazav b'nei ish, the son of man lies. B'moznayim la'alot. Here he's using a metaphor. And he says, if you try to weigh the faith of humanity on a scale, so then it's as though the scale, when you put the weight on it, the scale goes up instead of down. B'moznayim la'alot. You put something on a scale and it's supposed to push the scale down. So he says, no, it's going to pull the scale up. If you try to put the faith in man on a scale, it'll pull the scale upward. B'moznayim la'alot. On the scale, it'll pull it up. It's a way of saying it's got negative weight. Hey, ma mehevel yachad. They are more light than the air. The faith in man. Hevel b'nei adam, kazav b'nei ish, son of man, or all of humanity. They are more light than hevel, than the air you breathe. So why put one's faith in that? Al tivtechu ve'oshek uvgazel al tehebalu. David says, don't put your faith in thievery. Al tivtechu ve'oshek. A person assumes if I don't pay my workers their wages, that's how I'll get rich. David says, no. Al tivtechu ve'oshek. Don't put your faith in stealing from people. Al tehebalu, don't have faith in things that are fleeting and passing. When a person assumes if I steal, that's how I'll get rich. Chayil ki yanuv al tashitu lev. David says, if you see wealth that comes from thievery, ki yanuv, and it seems like it's flourishing, it seems like he's prospering, al tashitu lev, don't give heart. Don't give it your attention, because it's fleeting. It will not last. Achat diber Elohim shetayim zu shamati kios le'Elohim. God said one thing, and I learned from it two things. Kios le'Elohim. I learned the truth from Hashem, because he has the power. What is achat diber Elohim shetayim zu shamati? Hashem told us one Torah, and we heard it twice. We heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, we heard it from Hashem. That's one understanding. Chazal say, Hashem told us one thing, he said a commandment, and we heard two things. Shamor and Zachor, right? In the Ten Commandments in Yisro and in Vayeshanan, Once it says Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadsho, and then it says Shamor et Yom HaShabbat so one time it says proactive, one time it says prohibitive. We have a tradition, Achati Ber Elokim Shetaim Zu Shamati, that this pasuk is referring to that commandment. Another understanding here is we heard it many times. Shtaim is a reference to more than once. We heard the theme again and again and again about our responsibility to be honest people and not to think that dishonesty will move us forward. Achad diber Elokim, Hashem said it once, you shouldn't steal. And I've heard it again and again, Shtaim, I've heard it a second time, I've heard it again through the prophets. Ki oz de Elokim, because Hashem says, I'm the one that has the strength in the world. Ulecha Adonai chahased, ki ata teshalem le'ish, ke ma'aseyu. To you Hashem is kindness, because you repay a person in accordance with his behavior. So, achad diber Elokim, Hashem said one thing. Ushtaim zu shamati, I heard two things. I heard from Hashem's declaration, ki oz le'lokim, that he has strength. I learned from it two things. One, that he punishes those that steal. Two, that he has kindness and he will repay a person in accordance with his behavior. That ultimately there is payback for a life that's lived well, that's lived honestly and fairly. So that's the simple reading in Achati Be'elokim Shtaim Zu Shamati. Hashem told me one thing, ki oz le'lokim, that he has strength, and from there I learned not only the concept that I've been saying, that the people who steal will lose from it, but also the concept that ulecha Hashem chased, ki ata teshalem le'ish kema'aseu. You have the kindness and you'll repay a person according to his kind deeds. So what did we see here? Who remembers? We began the song about Yedutun, that instrument that David says when you play this song, play with that instrument. The idea is, I wait for Hashem. And remember, that's another point that's really being interwoven in this chapter, the idea of patience. I wait. My focus is on Hashem, even though right now I don't see the salvation, but I know I'll get there. He is my rock. He is my salvation. And so, even if I fall, it won't be for long. I turn to the people and I say, you people who are destructive to others, you people who think you're going to get ahead by destroying others, I pray that you will fall, because the only reason you spread lies about me is because you're jealous of me. I didn't do you any harm. And my hope isn't in my personal strength, but rather in Hashem. He is my rock. I know that He's the one that granted me the honor I have, and I turn to the people and say, you too should have your faith in Hashem. Because putting faith in people is like putting faith in something that carries zero weight. If you put it on a scale, the scale would go up, not down. Don't have faith in humanity, in people. Don't have faith in stealing. The one to have faith in is Hashem, as Hashem declared that He has the strength to repay those that steal and to repay those that lead a kind life.